Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah, a weekend time.
Up in here. Oh, yeah. We are recording on a Sunday. Like, never, ever happens, by the way. It used to back when we recorded like side by side, really side by side. But
I know.
Not any longer. Okay. Look, I am drinking. If you are watching on YouTube, I am drinking this tea from this place called HTO. Did I take you here when you were here?
No.
It's a tea place. It's got a bazillion different flavors of tea and the shit is so good and it's so busy. Sean's like, damn, they are just selling water for, you know, $3.50 a pop.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Oh, good. Well, so, you know, what's interesting is someone asked me yesterday, a mutual friend of ours, if I missed you. And I was like, no.
Well, you see me every day.
Like, I see her too much.
It might like, not oh. Be- It might not be in physical flesh, but
yeah, like now I get enough of that bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe they miss me.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, we missed your presence. Mm-hmm. We went out with a group of girlfriends that Tabitha and I have had for a while. And then one of our friends brought some of their friends, and I don't think that we'll be hanging out again. Maybe you can tell me if I'm a total bizitch.
Well, probably what, are, but
here's what happened.
Okay.
Girlfriend, we were doing a day of wine tasting, and so she wanted us to wear necklaces made out of pretzels.
So wait.
A snack.
A girl. Not our friend's daughter.
Right. No, a grown up wanted me to wear a necklace made out of pretzels. Now, I don't think I'm too cool for school, but I will not be wearing food. I'm not going to do that. I'm just fucking not going to do it.
I would wear a candy necklace, though, still.
Okay, maybe. But I'm weird about that. So then it's like, let's say you actually are going to eat these pretzels. Then I'm thinking they're like, they're touching your shirt.
Oh, I know.
Which is
your
not
skin,
a
like your it's just it's a skin, little gross. Whatever it is, yeah.
So I took it as a good sport. We took a picture with the necklaces, and then I'm like, okay,
done,
trash. No, she didn't. She didn't not appreciate that I did not want to wear the necklace. She was like, you guys are going to, it wasn't just me that was anti the necklace. The other friends were like, we're not wearing those fucking necklaces either. She was like, you guys are going to regret it. I'm going to put some in my my purse. So then it's like, you're taking
the pretzels. No, not in like a plastic
not
bag.
Not in a baggie in her stank purse. Oh, gross. I'm like, I'm sorry. No, that's fucking gross. Call me a bitch if you want, but that is not how I roll. I will eat street meat. I'm pretty sure I did last night, actually, but I will not be eating a pretzel that's not in a bag in your purse.
Oh my God. That is so bizarre, by the way. Like, because do you carry snacks on a regular? No. Like,
Would you ever eat one of those like lifesavers or whatever you found like rolling around in your purse?
No.
Never.
No.
Yeah. So I'm not doing a strange pretzel. No. No. But she did. She ate them all night.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm. She did.
I did have pretzels also this week, actually.
You did?
Yes, because I took a bunch. I took the third grade, which are now the fourth grade moms, on a boat cruise, a little boat cruise.
Oh, yeah. You drove the boat yourself, right?
I did for the first time. And it worked out. I did it. I mean, I have boat skills. I've decided I don't even need my husband to participate because I need him to put the cover on and all that shit. But like, you know,
yeah,
I could do it.
I think because then you can't have that many cocktails when you're responsible for the boating.
That is 100% true.
That's the best part of boating is the cocktailing.
Yes. And that is a drag. But let me tell you, somebody brought on the boat a alcohol infused whipped cream. It's called Whip Shots.
Oh, I've seen that at the BevMo.
It's so good.
Really?
It's so good. And it actually tastes like alcohol. Like it kind of tastes like, I don't know. It should be on your like Bailey's and coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it does have it has alcohol flavor. You could taste the vodka with the like whipped cream. It's delicious if that is your jam. Also, I want to just say, since I am talking about alcohol, somebody wrote in recently and they are sober. And I am like, I'm totally down with you too. Like we love everybody. So
yeah,
because he was like, you know, maybe you guys talk about alcohol too much and maybe we do, but maybe that's because we like to drink it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're down if you don't like to drink it too. But the alcohol whipped cream, they have it at our liquor store too, or BevMo, but it's amazing. Okay. I also, by the way, didn't realize that I had Janet Jackson concert the same night.
You are too cool for now that you are too cool for school.
Yeah. So I went
when you don't even remember you have tickets to a Janet Jackson concert. I mean, shit.
It's because I was gifted the tickets and I knew I don't want to go into it, but whatever. I just didn't really realize that it was all on the same day until the day came up because you know my life. Like I kind of just go by day. And so I changed on the boat ramp on the boat dock. I freaking forgot my bra. I forgot my shoes. Didn't bring a bag.
Ooh.
It was interesting. I wore my bathing suit.
Instead of a bra.
But I was rocking it, dude. She is amazing. It was awesome. So if you guys can see Janet, she is on tour right now and it's so good.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So anyways, do you have crime?
I do.
Oh, good.
Okay, Tab. This week's case is a listener suggestion from Ashley Russell.
Ashley, thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. I'm not usually a fan of Ashley's, but
like
I think
the person or the name?
Like people with that name, yeah.
Oh.
But I think this Ashley and I would get on just fine.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of Ashley's, but the ones that I have met, I've liked. So,
oh, well, there you go. Potatoes, potatoes. Okay. Well, today's case is the Duval twins. They were born Allison and Anne Dedow in Utica, New York. Despite a tragedy that struck the girls' lives when their mother died suddenly in front of them when the twins were just five, they went on to be well-liked, popular high school cheerleaders. They were raised by a single father who made a nice living working as a doctor for the prison system.
Oh, the girls, right?
Who knew that the prisons paid handsomely to their medical associates?
I would assume so.
Yeah, right. Well, somebody's got to do that job. It can't be that fun, right?
Yes.
Well, the girls were left alone a lot due to the long, odd doctor hours their father worked to support them. The girls were good at students, and they were rewarded for their efforts. Their former high school classmates say they always had the best of everything, like designer duds, you know. So they got accustomed to the finer things young. Side note, a classmate also told the Daily Mail they used to shower together. Is that weird? I don't think it's that weird. I mean, they're twins. They're like teenagers.
I don't think it's that weird. I have like triplet friends and I feel like they would all, I mean, it would just save time. And they're all sisters. Like, who cares? Yeah.
Okay. So as adults, Allison and Anne were blonde, cute, smart, and identical. And they found success when they moved to the Sunshine State, where they lived your dream, Tab, and opened a yoga studio.
Oh, was it hot yoga?
I mean, I haven't heard you talk about that in a while, but I feel like you would like to open a yoga studio someday.
There was a point in time where that was on the books, dude.
Yeah, especially hot yoga. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they called it Twin Power Yoga. They also owned a boutique. They released a yoga DVD called The Twin Power Hour. I mean, it's like very
cute,
right? Okay. They both drove Porsches, so they fit right into the Palm Beach scene where they were living. Being the dynamic duo that they were, reality TV came a calling, and they were approached about making a show. This was very exciting, and so they opened a second location in a more expensive space at the encouragement of the potential show producers. But when the reality show didn't come to fruition, the women couldn't afford their flashy lifestyles and new space, and so they begin to spiral financially.
Okay.
So they did something a little fraudy. And not very yoga zen. They sold a bunch of Groupons to their yoga studios, and then they closed their doors abruptly and bounced.
Oh, yeah, that is not nice.
No, I'm saying that's namaste mean, right?
Namaste mean girls.
Yeah. Okay, so not only were the purchasers of the Groupons, you know, shit out of luck, but, you know, a lot of people had prepaid classes and so they weren't thrilled either, and their employees were reportedly left high and dry as well.
Mm, that's happens, so, dude.
It does happen a lot, I think.
Yeah, I think it does.
So upon screwing the people over, Allison and Anne apparently thought it was time for a change of scenery. So they packed up their Lululemons and spiritual gangster yoga gear and set up shop in Park City, Utah. In the interest of a fresh start, I imagine, and also possibly avoiding some creditors, they changed their names. They actually now went by the names Anastasia and Alexandria Duval. Duval was actually their mother's maiden name, so I thought that was actually like nice. But
but they're like changing their name to like change their identity to hide.
I know. What comes to mind to me about this is like Park City is real different climate wise from Palm Beach, but I feel like they both are in like the top 10 bougie U.S. destinations.
Yeah.
So I feel like those jet setters might still run into them, right? You know?
Yeah.
Especially if they're like in the yoga scene.
Like, I know you.
Yeah, I know you. You know me. Yeah. Okay. So I would think they would think that they would still run into people, but you know, that didn't stop them and they got back into the yoga biz. They opened up a new studio, but they couldn't keep the new business afloat, which I mean is understandable given that they were both over $150,000 in debt and had to file bankruptcy. So, I mean, it sounds like the stress of the whole situation caused them to use up all that stored namaste because in their short time in Park City, one was arrested for a DUI, one for resisting arrest for disorderly conduct, and police were called to a restaurant where women were fighting with each other, which involved hair pulling. I mean, that's bad.
Hair pulling?
It's not a good look.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So what is a common theme when people close to Alexandria and Anastasia describe them is that Alexandria is the more direct, blunt one, and Anastasia is the more reserved and kind one. But both of them are problematic when they drink. The problem they had with drinking was not new to them, even back when they were in Palm Beach on the top of their game. They had some alcohol-fueled run-ins with the police. A year after they landed in Park City, they hopped on an airplane and changed the scenery quite a bit again. They moved to the island of Maui. Aloha.
These girls are bouncing.
They're bouncing
everywhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's a good place to go. I'm down with Maui.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's what year was this?
Hawaiian Island, 2016. I am going to Hawaii soon, but I will not be going to Maui. Kauai is my jam, but I know you are a big fan.
I just feel like you get a little bit of everything. It's like, if you want to go out, you could go out. If you want to not go out, you could go, you know, be remote.
True. I mean, there's not a bad island. They're all good. Okay, so by May of 2016, they were both living in a beautiful 3,800 square foot rental home with their respective boyfriends in an area of Maui called Haiku. But when they first arrived, there was a bizarre incident in January where, according to staff at a homeless shelter in Maui, one of them came in and basically threw a tantrum and said she had been robbed and separated from her sister and she gave them a false name and demanded money. Well, since, you know, that's not how it works at shelters. They're not like ATMs. They told her, you know, no. And she just disappeared. And what is pretty bizarre about it is it turns out at the time they were actually staying at the Westin Maui in Kanapali. Are you familiar?
Yes, I am very familiar with
yeah,
that
I know.
Place.
Yeah.
That I hear it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I know. So I hear it's pretty nice. It's pretty impressive. Just 4 months after that, both sisters were in relationships and all living together. They, of course, wanted to open up another yoga studio and some kind of hat business or something. Let me tell you, there is no shortage of yoga instructors or massage therapists on the island. Okay?
Mm-hmm, I know.
So it probably was not like a good idea. I mean, no shade, but those granola vibes gravitate there. So if that's your jam, you might want to find like another hustle if you want to move to Hawaii because those positions are filled. Mm-hmm. Everyone I met when I lived over there was massage therapist, yoga instructor. So Anastasia and her boyfriend, Frederico, planned a getaway from the house in Haiku. They were planning a trip camping in a pretty remote campground. Frederico was not thrilled when Alexandria invited herself on the romantical getaway. My thought on this is being such a new relationship, Frederico didn't really get Anastasia's deal. Like, she's all yoga vibes, but she's like Palm Beach, Porsche driving, Park City, Weston Stain yoga. You know, like she's not like, I grow my own food in my garden and shop at secondhand stores to reduce waste. What do they call that? You know?
Sometimes people call that, I'll just make this new name up, like a limousine granola.
Okay. Okay. Something like that. Okay.
Something like that.
So you can imagine, you know, sleeping under the stars, not probably not really high on her list. Okay.
She's kind of like me. I like love yoga and I like,
but you don't want to camp. Yeah.
I don't want to camp under the stars.
No, she does not. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also think it's kind of like football, maybe, you know, how we all like fake that we like it a lot more than we do in the beginning.
Oh, with the girls, like with your boyfriend. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So they're like, sure, I like camping, of course. You know?
It's like, yeah. I'm cool right. like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's at Almangiri.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, you know, I think she is bringing her sister because she's afraid she's going to be bored AF. That's what I'm thinking. Right.
Yeah.
But Frederico had it a little twisted, but I think he might have started to get it when the women left in the morning to drive to the bathroom. I mean, it's the kind of place you have to drive to the bathroom. That's serious camping, okay?
Is that your kind of camping, Gretchy?
Oh, no. I always have a bathroom close by.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they went to go to the bathroom and then they came back like hours later with a bunch of booze.
And it was like, he didn't prepare.
Yeah. And it was also pretty clear they'd been indulging in them.
Oh, before they even got back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He asked them for a ride to the bathroom when they got back. So they all three got in the white Ford Explorer. That was their only vehicle there and was actually Alexandria's boyfriend, Lonnie's car. And he was back at the house. Well, Frederico went into the campground bathroom to, you know, take care of business. And when he came out, the women were gone again. See, camping is too boring for them. They're not
they
feeling
left
it.
Okay? Him at the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. So the girls have taken off again. And Alexandria was driving. And they were on the famous, you know, road to Hana, a scenic stretch of windy highway in Maui.
Wait, they left him at the camping bathroom to go on the road to Hana?
I guess.
Okay.
Okay. They said they were just going on a scenic drive.
Okay.
Drunk. Okay.
Yeah. That is not a drive to do drunk.
Oh.
It's hardly a drive to do sober.
Okay. Well, it didn't work out. Spoiler. Okay.
I'm assuming.
So witnesses who were in a vehicle driving behind Anastasia and Alexandria say they were driving erratically and they could see, you know, arms flailing like they were arguing with each other. Oh, I mean, you can imagine because it's so windy. You get pretty close, you know, you're going pretty close,
yeah,
slowly behind the car, yeah, in front of you. So the next thing that happened was the vehicle went off a 200-foot cliff. Shoot. And landed on the rocks. First responders came by helicopter to the scene and airlifted them both out of the vehicle. Alexandria miraculously was left with only a broken arm.
Stop it.
Yeah, but Anastasia did not survive the crash. She had, yeah, a clump of Alexandria's hair in her hand. Alexandria's blood alcohol was 3 times over the legal limit.
And she's the one that's driving.
Yes.
The one that survived.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
The first responders reported Alexandria refused to speak to them and did not ask about her sister.
What?
She learned that Anastasia did not survive from the police officers at the hospital who reported when she was given the news, she just had a blank stare.
Oh my God, she's in shock.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. officers went to the house in Haiku where the vehicle was registered and let Alexandria's boyfriend know there was an accident, and he headed to the hospital. Officers, you know, have the task of notifying next of kin, and so they called the girl's father, and they say his reaction was, it should have been, it shouldn't have been Anastasia. It should have been that bitch, Alexandria. Mean, right?
That's what the dad said?
That's what the dad said. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
So Lonnie goes to the hospital and picks up his girlfriend, Alexandria, who they then released into his care. When they got home, Frederico was there. He had learned somehow that there was a terrible accident and he hitchhiked back to the house. He said, it got weird. Frederico said Alexandria showered and then changed into one of Anastasia's dresses and then got a little flirtatious with him. He started kind of tripping because he says he flashed back to not too long ago. He was in the car with Alexandria and Anastasia, and Alexandria had said something like, "Don't forget, we are leaving planet on the 30th, which he took as her talking about a suicide mission, but he hadn't taken it that seriously at the moment it was first said. But now he was beginning to wonder if the accident was really an accident.
And was it the 30th?
I don't think it was the 30th.
Okay.
But still.
Yeah. Right? Like, he's like, what did that mean?
I don't, you know, when I hear that leave planet thing, I think about that cult that all wore the Nikes.
Yes.
And they tried to jump on the comet. That was a terrible situation.
That was weird.
It was weird. What was weird is they all went to Marie Callender's and ate. They all did it and they all ate the chicken pot pies.
Oh, dude, I don't blame them for wanting that as their last meal. I haven't had one since I was a kid, but I remember them being so damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be like Soup Plantation? Like, it's not that good anymore.
I don't think it's that good anymore. I mean, I have bought those frozen ones. You know, you think it's like a nice hearty thing to buy, but they're like 1,000 damn calories.
Yeah, you cannot buy those.
I bought them for the husband.
And by the way, when you cook them and you're like, this is 1,000 calories, it's not even that much. It's like not a lot of food. Yeah.
And you can't microwave it. You got to cook it in the oven or it sucks. And it takes like a damn hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, police were wondering if the accident was really an accident too, just like Frederico. They were wondering this after they had talked to witnesses who had seen the women fighting. And then they got some real evidence Alexandria had intentionally gone over the cliff when the black box was recovered from the vehicle.
How would there's a black box in the vehicle?
That's what I said. I did not know that cars had those. I mean, maybe like a Tesla. But I mean, this is 2016. I mean, I used to have a Ford Explorer. I think that's what I was driving in 2016.
Yeah. So what is it?
I don't know.
Well, you know, they do have, you know, those like cameras that the Ubers sometimes have. Like some people have those in their car. So I'm assuming it may be that.
Okay. Well, this was able to show them that the car had 100% accelerated and made a 288-degree turn right before going off the cliff.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
So okay. That, I mean, that's a big turn, right? 360 is all the way around.
Yeah. It seems like they lost control and we're going full speed.
Yeah. Which is like pretty crazy that you would accelerate on that road.
Right.
So Alexandria was charged with manslaughter, but she went before the judge and he said there was not actually enough evidence to charge her and she was released.
But there is, she's drunk.
Okay, I know. That is so weird that they did not charge her with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She bounced from Maui back to where she's originally from in Utica, New York. While she was there with her family, a grand jury decided to indict her, and so she was extradited back to Maui. This time, she was charged with second-degree murder, which sort of blows my mind because she was not charged with a DUI. It's crazy.
It's weird. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't even charged with reckless driving. Just second-degree murder. She elected to have a bench trial in 2018, which means that she forgoes a jury trial, and the judge gets to decide her fate. The prosecution made the case that there was a clear acceleration, not only from the black box, but there were no skid marks on the road. Also, they thought it was purposefully that they went over at the spot where they did, because that is one of the few places where there's no guardrail. They pointed to Alexandria's bizarre behavior from the time first responders found her, and she didn't ask about her sister and her lack of emotion when she was, you know, formally told the news that her sister didn't make it by police officers.
Right.
They painted the case that she was jealous of Anastasia and was under a lot of pressure and blamed her sister. They had a toxic, volatile relationship that she couldn't live with anymore, and so she intentionally ended it. They called Frederico to the stand, and he testified about the Leave Planet thing and her odd behavior, wearing her sister's clothes after. I mean, that would be like a real trip. You lose your girlfriend, and then someone who looks identical to them is like talking to you wearing their clothes.
And dressing like them.
That's weird.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he also talked about how, you know, how they used to drink and fight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that doesn't look good. She didn't testify in her own defense, but her lawyer called an expert that testified that in addition to the last second acceleration, there was a lot of erratic movement in the car, which showed the driver was likely trying to drive while being assaulted. The defense lawyer pointed to the clump of hair found in Anastasia's hand.
Yeah.
You know, so Alexandria's driving. She's under attack. The judge ruled in Alexandria's favor, and she was found not guilty and free to go. Again, I don't know why she didn't at least get a DUI.
Yeah, so, that's where I'm confused. I mean, I don't know if she really tried to. I don't, like, dude, if anything, she's trying to kill herself too. You're not jumping off of a 200-foot cliff.
Oh, you're not thinking like, oh, I'm going to escape this with just a broken arm.
No fucking way. You're thinking I'm dead.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so the story of the yoga twins that had gained popularity in Palm Beach and burned bridges and had a fatal ending made headlines. The media dubbed them the terrible twins of yoga. You know, when a yogi commits a crime, it's always a bigger deal, especially an attractive one. Remember, you did that crime about the yoga girl that ran off to Costa Rica?
Yes, yes, recently. Uh-huh. She hasn't even had a trial yet, so we'll see how that goes. But you also did the Bikram yoga guy that is a total perv.
Total perv.
You did that on our Patreon, right?
No, that's a regular.
Oh, that's a regular. Okay. Well, if you haven't joined Patreon, you can. There are some good juicy ones. It's patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime.
Word. When you're speaking of, you know, crime and yogis, I mean, basically all those stretches and, you know, incense burning, it does not make you crime immune is what we have learned.
They're not using their third eye. That was the problem.
They're not using their third eye. That's right. Okay. So after Alexandria was released, she went back to New York. 8 months after her trial, she sat down with Dr. Phil.
Oh, God. He gets everyone, man.
He really does, right?
Got Natalia. Oh, my gosh, you guys. We're going to talk about the Natalia Grace on our Patreon, by the way. So if you guys haven't watched that on Discovery ID and you want to have some conversations with us, start watching
now. Hopefully,
by
the time this episode airs, they will have aired the Natalia Grace Speaks.
Oh, yes. And, I want
to. And then we're going to hear. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. Everybody watch that. Homework. Okay. So her interview with Dr. Phil was real interesting because apparently the first time she showed up for the interview, she was too
drunk,
intoxicated to go through with it.
Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I gotta give her props for showing up the next day for the sit down.
Okay.
Okay.
Did they have a little conversation? I'm sure they were
like, they did.
Could not come here.
Don't
and be
don't
wasted.
Fuck it up. Yeah. Okay. She said in the interview she doesn't remember anything about the moment they went over or if they were fighting before.
She doesn't remember.
Well, Phil wasn't having it. He's like, I think you do. And you are protecting your best friend and you should forgive yourself because you are not responsible for how you reacted when driving while she was assaulting you. I mean, I don't know, Phil. I mean, I wouldn't go that easy on her. She was drunk, right?
And she came to your studio drunk the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's drunk. She's three times over the limit.
I mean,
on the road to Hana. That is really, really irresponsible. Like,
there were Boy Scouts on the road too. She could have killed them.
Oh my God. It's like,
I mean,
you don't drink and drive, period. But like, that is extra.
Yeah, it's extra. Okay. I mean, I do think it's real nice that after the show, he sent her to some fancy center to get therapized.
Yeah. Like, how about a rehab center?
I mean, as long as she's free, you know, for society's sake, I would like her to be her best self. Right.
Right.
But unfortunately, the latest on Alexandria, who is back to going by Allison in New York, is that as of April this year, 2023, she received another DUI.
Oh my God, and, girlfriend.
And okay. Again, her blood alcohol was over 3 times the legal limit.
She is like, needs to take some advice from our listener who is also sober. Like, if you can't handle it, like, maybe there's a problem.
Yeah. If driving is your, like, my jam is eating, right? Last night I had Del Taco with my girlfriends. I don't think I've ever had Del Taco before. I didn't
realize
it was so good. Yeah. I mean, it was really good.
It's also really good because you were drunk.
I know, but I came home and told my husband, like, is Del Taco good? Or was this just a drunken affair that I had with this taco? He's like, no, Del Taco is good. We need to get more Del Taco up in here.
We don't even have Del Taco, I don't think.
I live in close proximity to 2.
Oh, you do? I have not seen one out here. I did have In-N-Out after Janet Jackson, though, and it was real good.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? So I'm on that boat with like 15 third grade moms. Okay. I mean, we're all about the same age. And this group of boys comes right up, and I'm talking like teenage kids in their dad's boat, comes right up next to us, and they start like giving us heart signs and yelling at us. And I thought I was cracking up. I was like, that is so funny. One of the moms was like, you know what we have that you don't have? She's like, alcohol. I was like, they probably have it too.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Hopefully they're not drinking and driving. And now, okay, so she's got
really
this DUI.
Okay,
and
so
now it's like Uber's
she
everywhere. You can Uber like so easily.
Oh, okay. Yes. What I was going to say about that is that, listen, I was not responsible for the Del Taco. Our friend Lila ordered it, but someone should take the DoorDash app off my phone when I've been drinking. So I'm not likely to, you know, have the food delivered.
Yeah.
Although I think it worked out. I think that's why I don't feel so terrible. You need to like soak up all the alcohol.
She's still hungover.
Oh my God. You would be so proud. All day we said, no matter what, we're not going to do shots, no matter what.
And did you?
Finally. Yeah, we did.
You did tequila shots. This outing, by the way,
11. Yeah.
Is like a once in a year, once every other year kind of thing.
Yeah. We don't even get together every year, actually. Yeah.
And I couldn't go because I am leaving on a big trip tomorrow.
Yeah. Word. So I think that when she drinks, she needs to, I mean, she probably should, it sounds like she probably shouldn't be drinking at all. But when she does, she at least should lose her keys. Not to have access to a vehicle because clearly it is tempting for her to drive.
Right.
And that is
bad.
No bueno. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't get the DUI in Hawaii, but she had gotten one in Florida. And so because it is her second DUI within 10 years, it's like a felony. now.
Are they taking their license away?
Well, I it just happened April 23rd. So
just happened. Oh my God.
Yeah. So she's looking at a harsh sentence. She hasn't been sentenced yet.
Oh.
So, I mean, we'll see. I'm just happy that this time when she was drunk driving, no one died.
Oh, fuck, dude. It's incredible, actually, that she got really lucky.
You know what I found, too, is I'm looking at all these pictures of them, and it's like they are so beautiful and look so, you know, healthy.
Yeah.
And then they've got a couple mugshots, right? Because they've been arrested. And it's like clearly they have that alcohol puffy face. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, maybe
it's not.
You can't. Yeah. If your face is that puffy from drinking, you need to give it up.
Right.
Yeah. So
I agree. Or get one of those ice rollers.
Totally.
They're my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning I take that thing out of the freezer and I just ice my face.
Yeah. Yeah. It's next really time you're good. On your way to the police station, pull out some of those little gold eye patches. You know, like the silicone ones.
Put it
under your eye. Know you're going to have a mugshot coming. So keep them in your purse.
I know.
They make a world of difference.
They definitely do. I'm going to pack some of those. I'm going to put that on my list. Not that I'm like, think I'm going to be drinking that much, but you know, eye patches, good idea.
You're going to be on vacation with your children. You're going to be drinking.
Actually, good point, because I already am like dreading the fighting. I swear. I'm like, oh God, please. I already had I front loaded them with like, okay, we are going to not fight, and we're going to be really, what I'd say, like patient with one another and the way we talk and whatever.
You should tell them that I think that I would do something like, you know how in Singapore, didn't somebody get like whipped or something?
Oh,
you should tell them we're going to a foreign country and they arrest children who fight.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that. I wanted to tell you also, I went to my girlfriend, her parents had their 50th wedding anniversary party last night. And so she had a lovely, lovely party at her house. And everybody was really fancy. They had a dance floor and a DJ and
damn boating anniversary party.
I know it was a busy, it was a really busy, busy weekend. Like the busiest weekend I think I've ever had. And so I am in like fancy clothes and everybody's in fancy clothes. Well, her brothers, they come from this very large Italian family. And so her brothers convinced the dad to go up on, they have this like big giant waterfall and you can actually jump off of it into the pool. And they convinced the dad in his full on like wedding outfit, because they got remarried, you know, for their 50th wedding anniversary.
Cute.
To jump off of the thing fully clothed.
Oh shit.
And he did.
Oh damn.
And then all of the people decided that were at the wedding to jump into the pool fully clothed.
Oh, except you, because you had to go to John Jackson.
No, that was Friday was Janet Jackson. Saturday was the party. And then Sally made me do it.
Oh, she did. Good job, Sally.
She did.
Listen, that is much nicer than making someone eat a stank fucking pretzel.
Totally
true. With purse jizz on it.
Oh, gross. but listen, I lost my toenail in the pool because I did the press on toenails because I didn't have time for like any kind of pedicure situation or even to paint my own toenails. And because seriously, the press on toenails, they look so good and they're, they usually stay on really well, but for some reason, actually I know why, because my girlfriend Kendra, she kicked me a little bit and it popped right off. And I was like, so I kind of stuck it back on. And then when I jumped off of the big giant thing, the toenail is now in Sally's pool. And I was like, oh shit, I lost my toenail. And then Kendra.
Yeah, I've said that before, and people are like, what?
I know. Like, it sounds like you lost your hole. I'm like, yeah, no, it's just like
that. Not that big of a deal. Yeah.
And Kendra jumped up also, and she's like, I lost my nipple cover.
Well, that's gross. Sally, I hope you are getting your pool shocked the shit out of.
I was like, that's so. Now Sally's pool has nipple covers and toenails.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
It's probably like the same shit that is actually in that purse.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right.
It's all disgusting. I have a friend who I, you know, I try to persuade people to do the press on nails. I'm very passionate about it. And so
people,
I have a friend,
generally look at you and they're like, you do what? Like, leave. I know.
Well, it took me like a year to get you to do it.
I did the nails. It took you like 2 years to get me to do the toenails. But now that I do it, I look at them and I'm like, they are perfect. They look like you have the best toes ever.
Change your life. So she told me that she will no longer be doing it because she did the press on toenails and she was at a barbecue and then her friend fucking walked up to her and is like, I think you're missing this. And like, toenail shamed her. What a bitch.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, because I'm going to glue that shit right back on.
I think she was
like
mortified. Yeah. So she's like, I can't do that anymore. Okay.
You know, I just carry glue in my purse. So it usually is just like pop it right back on.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay. Well, that was an interesting episode. And I hope that Allison, or is that her name? Allison.
Allison is her name now.
Gets her Allison shit together, man. So, and I'm sad for her sister. So I'm sorry. That seems like a real rough life. So I do feel for you. And I just want to let everybody know that they are welcome to leave us a review. That helps us on Apple. If you have gone on to YouTube, please, or if you have, thank you. Will you please subscribe? And if you haven't, just check us out there and click subscribe so we can get some more subscribers there, and follow us all over social media. We're there, and we love to see you there too. I think that's it.
Okay.
Clankety clank.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.